This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update from Monday, 31st August 2026. Let's get to the top stories. A warm and clear evening is settling over Israel. In Tel Aviv, the skies remain bright, making it a perfect time for a stroll by the beach. Jerusalem enjoys a similarly clear night. Over in Haifa, the evening breeze is pleasant. Here are today's headlines. First, Netanyahu says defeating Iran could lead to the end of Hamas and Hezbollah. He mentioned Tehran's nuclear program was significantly impacted. This comes from JNS, reported earlier today. Also, Israel and Greece have signed a massive air defense deal worth over nice $10 billion. This agreement aims to bolster their defenses against Turkey and Iran. The Jerusalem Post shared this news earlier this hour. Also this hour, Israel and Greece sealed a €3 billion deal to develop a multi-layered defense network. This will include a separate agreement for a drone dome system. Ynet reported this news in the past hour. Separately, the Amcha Israel Party's chairman criticized the government's policies in Gaza. He expressed concerns about Hamas's recovery. This was reported by Israel Hayom Hebrew earlier this hour. And finally, at a GOP Jewish conference, Representative Randy Fine denounced the rising influence of Islam in America. Speakers cautioned against certain politicians within the Democratic Party. JTA covered this earlier today. Here's what people are saying online. Hen Mazig, an Israeli activist, shared breaking news about Hakeem Jeffries, the top Democrat in the House, condemned anti-Semitism by Hassan Piker on CNN. This was posted over the weekend. Gideon Saar, Israel's foreign minister, announced representatives from the Netherlands will be expelled. This decision follows anti-Israel actions by the Dutch government. He posted this news earlier today. Belaz News reported that Israel will expel Dutch diplomats over a settlement trade ban. Dutch personnel have a week to leave. This decision followed legislation by the Dutch parliament, as shared earlier this weekend. Now for more on those stories. Starting with Netanyahu's remarks on Iran. Speaking with JNS, the prime minister emphasized that while Tehran's nuclear ambitions face setbacks, they remain a threat. He stressed that neutralizing Iran could weaken both Hamas and Hezbollah. This statement underscores the ongoing regional tensions and Israel's strategic priorities. Turning to the Israel-Greece defense deals, the Jerusalem Post noted that this agreement marks the largest defense export in Israel's history. It's designed to strengthen Greece's air defense capabilities against regional threats. The partnership highlights the growing military ties between the two nations amid shared security concerns. Meanwhile, the Amcha Israel Party's criticism points to growing dissatisfaction with the government's Gaza policies. As reported by Israel Hayom Hebrew, the party's chairman argued that Hamas remains resilient. This critique comes as Israel navigates complex security challenges in the region. On the economic front, first, a significant deal has been signed with Greece, valued at $3.5 billion. According to Walla Business, Greece will acquire an advanced air defense system from Israel. This move sends a strong message to Turkey and highlights shifting alliances in the region. Separately, currency fluctuations have impacted Maytronix, an Israeli pool robot maker. CTEC reports that the company saw a 15% decline in quarterly sales and is negotiating with the FIMI fund for potential acquisition. And finally, the Shabiro Group is offering significant discounts on apartment prices. Israel Hayom Business notes, this comes as buyers are scrutinizing deals amid a volatile housing market. The discounts aim to attract cautious buyers. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 3 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.